Certain things are certain things in this are self-understood, you know, flows naturally. But certain things are a little difficult. For instance, in Shofros. So in Shofros, so the Chasima, it's hard to understand what the Chasima has to do with the tefillah itself. Because in the Shofros, you have in the end of the tefillah, we have the tefillah. Okay, first you have a little introduction, then you have the pesukim, and then you have the tefillah. In every one of the three, Malchus, Sacharnas, and Shofros, like the Rav mentioned many times. So in the tefillah, in the lesson, in the tefillah of Shofros, for instance, it's a little difficult to understand the transition, because the chasima tefillah. I mean, in Zichronos, it's pretty much clear. Because in Zichronos, the tefillah is Ata Zocha Maisei Olam, and then the conclusion is Ki Zocha Kol Mashkochas Ata Mei Olam Ben Shechof Mechisech Vedecho and Vakeris Yisrael Zara Yom Brach and Tizkor. It all follows naturally. Or Dar Hashem Zocha Bris. But in Shofros it's difficult, because in Shofros it's funny, it starts off with the Ata Nevleso, and then it goes into the tefillah of Tkab Shav Gadol Cheresenu, okay, which is a transition. And then the chasima is Kiat Hashmei Kol Shofar Mazin Chuvain Damolach. I mean, who mentioned anything about that? Wasn't mentioned in the has to be main chasima samach chasima. So where is it mentioned in the tefillah that God Hashmei Kol Shofar? I mean, it's not mentioned. That's not the tefillah. Okay. So hopefully we'll try to answer that that question. Okay, but before, let's just give a little bit of a little bit of a backdrop from the Rishonim, background from the Rishonim. Okay, so you have two machlokas Rishonim in the Balamor and the Rampa. Interesting machlokas. Okay, the first one is with regard to the bracha that we have the bracha on Shofar itself. Okay, so the Balamor says that he says, Masha Nogul Litko call Tkias Kishen Yoshim of Rachim Alayim Birkas Tkia, says the Tkias that we have, that we do before the davening, he says, actually we stand, but the minig apparently in the time Balamor is still to be, to sit down. Says, it's Kilo Hoya, minig says, nearly Kilo Hoya Kane Bimei Rabosainu Chachmei Talmud. Says, the Gemara never had such a minig. El Minigushin Higudora Sacharonim. This was a minig that the later Doros introduced, to have these introductory tkias. Okay, and I'm not going to go through all the pieces, just the main idea. He says, why? Because of cholin, people were sick, and anusin, and since it's late in the day, when you dab musaf, and they say the krovets, they say the piyutim, so he says that that's why they introduced the tkiyas, the miyusha, the first tkiyas that you do before the tefillah. He says, v'nigul levarach alayim birkas atkiya, v'madbeya katzah. He says, and what they did was, they introduced a short bracha, which is, asher shem tzatzan al tkiyas shofar. L'shmokol shofar. That's over there. Yeah. So he says, that bracha, he says, was introduced later. But he says, And he says, and there's a reference to it from the Gemara. He says, Alma yesh l'shofar brachum abeakot. So there's a reference to it. He says, but, he says, nevertheless, he says, it still is a minig achronim. Okay? He says, the ikra brachas heim abrachas shel tefillah. Veheim amalchias achronos v'shofros. He says, those are the real brachas. So the Balamor holds that somehow or other, it's a lot to understand, but somehow or other this bracha, Shekin Shalom and Savas Vero, Shema Kol Shofar, somehow is a substitute for the other brachas, which are Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros. So, I mean, that has to be understood how that works. I mean, what is it? what does the Balamor mean? I mean, how could a bracha, a shekhar shana, substitute for the malchus of chanas shachas? But there's another machlokes which I think is important as well. Balamor over here is everything is different by him. So he says, when it comes to the malchus of chanas shachas, he expresses himself similarly. He says that it was changed. Again, it was changed from the original. He says, "Vani yomer ki mishar shalocha ein b'Rosh Hashanah sheva brachas alatesha." So there's really always nine brachas. La'olam, bein ba'arvis, bein b'shachris, bein b'musaf, bein b'mencha. And then he goes there with his rights. Okay. And he says, so the question is, so what does he hold? So you see, the Balamor holds that the Kedushas Hayom really consists not of one bracha of Malchus, but Zechronos is important also. The idea of Zechronos is important as well. And the idea of Shofros, and it's all part of Kedushas Hayom. Can't just split it off. I mean, tell me that Zechronos is not part of Kedushas Hayom, it's very hard to say that. And Shofros, I mean, Matan Torah, Gili Shechina, Matan Torah. So the Balamor says that was the original way that they davened. He says everybody davened all three. Malchus, Chodesh, Shofar, Shachris, Mencha, Marav. Okay? He says, but later, so how did it change? So he says that, he goes on, brings rise, and he says, well, the Olam b'chol tefil shor Rosh Hashanah teisha brachasim. Which is really, again, there's always nine. Ela sheminigu b'yadeinu me'avoseinu v'avos avoseinu. So we have this minig from our fathers and our fathers' fathers. She'ein mispalin teisha ela b'musafin. They only say nine in musaf. He says, u'bishor tefilos, the other tefilos, mispalin sheva. He says, u'minig avos tarhi, v'ein l'shamas. That's what he says. You should say Malchus, Chodesh, Shofros three times, but Minigavos Tari, Vein L'Shanos. Okay, so of course Ramban attacks him on many points. One of them is that how could you possibly say? I mean, if it's really that's really Mikra Din, and you say that. All of a sudden they reduced it. I mean, what kind of an idea is that? And nothing remained from the original minig. I mean, nobody keeps it anymore. I mean, why would they change it? Okay. How could they change it? So that's a problem. But apparently, what the Balamor holds is that the Zechronos and the Shofros really emerge from the Malchus. It's not that they're three separate Kedushas Hayom, but the real Malchus is the general picture, and then you have from that you have Zechronos stems forth, and then also Shofros. You see, so the minig was just to say the Malchus, and in the Malchus you have, so to speak, like a reference to the Zechronos and the Shofros. It's referenced in the Malchus. It's not the expanded version, but it's the shortened one. So that's why the minig was just to say, whatever reason it was, maybe because people couldn't remember the whole, whatever reason. But minig of a story, you can't change the English channels, and therefore they said that it's enough just to say the Malchus. Just to say the Malchus, yeah. It's referenced, and that's what he has to maintain, that it's a kiyum in the Malchus. In other words, halachically, the Zechronos and the Shofros are extensions from the main core, which is the Malchus, which is an overall concept. So it would seem that it should be referenced in the Malchus. So where is it? So if you look at the Malchus, let's just take a look and see what the elements are. Okay? So the Malchus is the first bracha. Belocha kolo unku b'chavadecha. Okay? V'inose ha'kol z'gurecha v'avabda agon z'echa kol yosh v'yisevel ha'tzecha. So v'yeda kol pol ki atof yata. Okay, that's the first element. The first is Malchus. Now it says what it is. What is it? The Yeda Kopol Kiata Falto Vyovin Kol Yotsu Kiata Yitzarto. So it means everyone, every human being should recognize that he is a Nivra. He's a Nivra of the Borei Olam. Okay, that's the first element. He's a Nivra of the Borei Olam. And we went through the whole idea of a Nivra. That's the essence of man, to see himself in the proper perspective. Ramban says that everything is totally in that recognition, that you're a Nivra of the Borei Olam. That's the place that gives a person his true concept of himself. So the idea, this idea, is really the first element, the first element in the Malchus. So after the general Malocha Kolon Kuba Chodecha V'Nesukos Berecha, what is it? That concept man should have correct, and he should recognize it and have a view of himself, of his identity, should be in terms of this framework, that he is a Nivra of the Borei Olam. That's essential. That's the most essential idea. Okay? And that's Malchus. That's the first element. But then it goes on. It could have stopped there. But no. The bracha goes on. V'yomar kol Hashem Hashem of the Apo Adoshem Melekei Yisrael Melech U'malchuso b'kol mashal. Okay. So what is the next element? Apparently, that's not enough. That they just recognize that every human being recognizes it's essential. And it's, Kol HaTarkul is based on that. But nevertheless, you need something else also over here. What do you need? Apparently, you need the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Elokei Yisrael. The concept of the Elokei Yisrael. So what is the concept of Elokei Yisrael? The concept of Elokei Yisrael means that God took a certain Omar and he gave them a Torah, and his Ashgacha relates to them in a specific way. He set them up in a specific way, and he gave them the Chukim u'Mishpatim and all the ideas and every idea that a person has to have in order to live a proper life. He has to have that recognition too, apparently. So, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. So, in there, you have a reference to Zichronos and Shofros. Shofros, because Aton Eglesel, Elokei Yisrael. Can't have an idea of Elokei Yisrael if you don't have Maimon Har Sinai. So it's a reference to Maimon Har Sinai. And also, Elokei Yisrael means Maimon Har Sinai, of course, but it means an ongoing Ashgacha as well. That's the bris of the Torah. Can't just, not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the correct philosophical way of life and mitzvahs. But also, there's a special, ongoing Ashgacha. And what is the purpose of the Ashgacha? What is the purpose? The purpose is, Atamtiyu Limam Lechas Kahana Vagai Kadosh, means for the entire world. That's our objective. That's the objective of Kol Yisrael. That's our objective. That's Kabbalah Samitzvahs. So it's interesting, Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah that mitzvah is lav lehonos nitnu. So Rashi says, an interesting Rashi. So Rashi says that, lo lehonos nitnu li Yisrael, lios kiyumom lohem hanoa, elo lo'ol al tzavarehem nitnu. What does it mean? It's an ol tzavarehem. I mean, really, we say the mitzvah is the most beautiful thing. That's the whole tov lach. I mean, it's really beneficial. What does it mean? Ol al tzavarehem. Ol tzavarehem means that there's an aspect of mitzvahs that we can't use mitzvahs simply for our own benefit. We have no right to do that. You see, you can't just gain from the mitzvahs. Even if a person would be able to gain from the mitzvahs philosophically and approach the Torah and take everything that's important for him for his derech hachayim, you see, that would not be correct. Because the mitzvahs must be practiced. Every mitzvah must be practiced. Why? Because the mitzvahs are ideas, and the responsibility of perpetuating those ideas for the entire world is the responsibility of Klal Yisrael. That's an ol. From that standpoint, that's an ol. It's true, it's the greatest benefit, but at the same time, it's avatam tiyulu mamlachas kanam d'akadosh means we accepted that. We accepted that at Sinai, that we will keep these mitzvahs so the entire world will be able to have the true ideas. So the asiya is the method of perpetuation, and we have no choice in the matter. You see? So from that standpoint, it's an ol. So the bracha really, it's not enough to recognize that every individual has to recognize he's a nivra, but apparently the entire world has to recognize this concept, this idea, the entity of Klal Yisrael, what it is, and what its purpose, the purpose of its existence is. It would seem that if it weren't for Vatem Tiyulu Mamlachas Kanam D'Akadosh, we perhaps wouldn't have the Torah. I mean, the Torah was given for that objective. So that means that's an essential element in the whole Matan Torah. So the person, the guy, every human being, I mean, every human being has to remember, guy or not guy, has to recognize this idea, the idea of Lekei Yisrael. Hashem Lekei Yisrael Melech. U'malchusei b'kol mashal. It means that there's nothing outside of his jurisdiction. Nothing exists outside. It's some type of thing that's outside of his jurisdiction. He's a great melech, but there's certain things that are not under his jurisdiction, under his sovereignty. That person has to deny that, otherwise the concept of malchus simply doesn't exist. I mean, our concept of malchus is absolute malchus, not partial malchus. So that's really the formula. Those are the elements. It's three elements. It's v'yeda kol pol kata fialto, v'yavon kol yotzik hati yatsarto, and v'yama kol shem shem v'alashem l'kei Yisrael melech, and then u'malchusa v'kol mashallah. Like, ain't old mufad, there's nothing else. Okay. So, those are the elements. So, what I'm saying is the Balamor held that from the middle element, that on Hashem l'kei Yisrael, you already have a reference. A reference to Shofros and Zephronos. It's a reference to Shofros and Zephronos. So that's why the Balamor was able to say, you see, so that's the first bracha, and the Malchus gives you an overall picture of the elements, and then the Zephronos expands on the element of God's Hashgacha, and the Shofros expands on Sinai. Okay? That's why the Balamor said. So then, later, for some reason, whatever reason, maybe it was too hard for people to do it. Well, we don't know the reason, whatever it is. But Minigav HaSenatari, so they decided that the only time we'll do the full set is only Musaf. Musaf. And he mentions, as a matter of fact, he says, don't, he mentions in the previous level, he says, don't, when he talks about the shofar was changed, he said, don't be astounded, that we're saying that the minig was changed. How could it be the minig was changed? He says, because I remember, he says, when I was young and I went to shul, that everybody would daven seven. They wouldn't say the Zechronos HaShofros privately in the Tefillah B'lachash. Okay, v'shatz levadei mispal tesha. He says, well, you told him minhagim and minhagi yeshivas hagoinim. He says, v'achshav chosru akol liyos mispal tesha brachas. He said, in my short lifetime, I saw already a change, a major change. So he said, don't think that it can't be a change. That's what the Balamor said. Okay, but the change, of course, according to the Balamor, was not to expand. That the kiyum of Zephronos and Shofros is in the Malchus. That's the Balamor's idea. Okay, that's one aspect of the Balamor. That explains one aspect of the Balamor. But what about the other aspect of the Balamor that with regard to the Brachos of Shofar? That is the first question that we raised. How does the Balamor learn that now we have this Madbeya Katzer? Why? Because he says that people can't stand to be there during the entire tefillah. It's too long. Cholim, anusim. So they introduced he doesn't know the first case of Elarva suddenly. He was introduced in order to be Motsi the Tzibor that can't wait it out. Okay, at least there'll be Yotzit Kershoff. So they introduced a shortened version. But the question is, how does the shortened version reflect in any way the long? it's a big abbreviation. Okay, but I think from the Balamor, I think we can get an idea at least of how he views the concept of shofar. I mean, according to the Balamor, the other Balamor, what do you see from the other Balamor? From the other Balamor, you see that the Malchus Sechronis of Shofros was said all the time. Okay, it was said all the time. Shachris Mincha Marav. So what does that show really? What does that show? That shows that the full Kiddush HaSayom, are those three things. Those three things make up the full Kiddush HaSayom. Correct? Yes.
I don't understand how you're getting the Zechronos and the Shofros from those two parts of the Tefillin.
Okay, what
are you saying? What you're saying is that Zechronos is Ashgacha.
Ashgacha, right. Yeah.
And Shofar is what?
Maimon HaSinai. Here
you go.
Tower.
So now, how do you have the Zechronos? Where is that?
Elokei Yisrael. Elokei Yisrael means not just that God gave the Torah, but he's the Elokei Yisrael. Hashem Elokei Yisrael. That means he's constantly with us. He's the Ashgacha Hashem. That's a chronos. We'll try to get a little more into the chronos, according to the Ramban. But according to Balmor, I'm just trying to explain what he says. So you don't have to go any further at this point. You know what I mean? Okay. So from the Balmor, we can have a formula. We can put together a formula from the Balmor. Why? Because he says himself that really, originally, everybody davened Shachris Mincha Maariv, they davened offering. So that's the full Kiddush Seyam. So what does that tell you about Shofar? It's an interesting thing. What does that tell you about Shofar? It tells you something about Shofar. What does it tell you about Shofar? It tells you that Shofar is not something that can exist in itself. You see? It's not something that can exist in itself. That Shofar somehow requires a base. See, it requires a hook. It requires a place that it can find itself in. A substratum. Okay? What is the substratum of Shofar according to the Balamar? The substratum of Shofar according to the Balamar is the Kiddush HaSayom. The brachas of the Kiddush HaSayom. Okay? So a shofar, if a person would just blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it would be worthless. I have no meaning. Because shofar in itself doesn't express anything. It only expresses something when it's tied to the Kiddush HaSayom. Okay? I'm not going to tell me that there's a key even without that, fine. But I'm not going to say that Balmo would hold it if you just blew shofar, you weren't going to say it all. But it's lacking. It's certainly lacking. It's lacking Bishlei Musa for sure. That the full-fledged mitzvah of shofar is going to be lacking. Okay? Because shofar requires a substratum. And according to the Balamor, what does it require? Can't hang by itself. If it hangs by itself, it's missing something serious. So what does it need? It needs the Kiddush HaSayom to validate the shofar. So that's why there are three brachas in the Kiddush HaSayom. So if the each bracha, the Kiddush HaSayom, yitakeah. The Kiddush HaSayom is really all three according to the Balamor. So what validates the shofar according to the Balamor is the brachos, is the Kiddush HaSayom. And the Kiddush HaSayom is you have to tie the shofar into the Kiddush HaSayom. If you don't tie the shofar into the Kiddush HaSayom, it's not Yom Teruah. How does it become Yom Teruah? Because the shofar is attached to the elements of the Kiddush HaSayom. And how do you do that? You mispal the Kiddush HaSayom and you take care. Malchias and Tokeh, Zechronos and Tokeh, Shofros and Tokeh. So now the shofar has the full kiyum of the Yom Teruah. the Kiyum of Yom Teruah through the medium of the Kedushas Hayom, which is expressed in the brachas of the Kedushas Hayom according to the Baal Mu, Malamah, which are all three. Which are all three. Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros. That's the formula for the Baal Mu. That's the Baal Mu's formula. You can put together his formula from his two positions, with regard to Shofar and with regard to the Tefillos. Okay. And what is the Matbeah? Yes?
So Kedushas Hayom is the three brachas. Probably have Kedushas Hayom expressed through a mitzvah, a happy mitzvah.
What we mean by the Kedushas Hayom being in the brachas, it means the day is attached to certain ideas, certain themes, principles, ideas, yisodos. So this day's Kedusha derives from these ideas. If we weren't instructed to have these ideas, there would be no Kedusha Sayyona.
Okay. The only day is that ideas are part of Kedusha Sayyona. It's a fascinating thing. It's this and Yom Kippur, the only days where ideas themselves are part of Kedusha Sayyona.
Okay, I'm not ready to universalize it.
It's just saying here that
Kedusha Shabbos is an idea too.
Shabbos is part of Kedusha Sayyona. Have an idea of Shabbos, is that part of Kedusha Sayyona?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's what we said. We said, Shem of Zachov Dibarecha. What does it mean, Dibarecha? It means that you can keep Shabbos in positive and negative, but there's no real kiyum unless it really ultimately is unified in the Yedias Hashem. That's the most important idea. Shabbos is the most important idea. But every Yom Tov has ideas that express the Kedushas Hayom. And if those ideas didn't exist for us, then there wouldn't be a Kedusha Yom. Kedusha Yom is tied to ideas. Without the ideas, you wouldn't have a Kedusha Yom. Okay, yes?
You see the amount of Kiyos, it also corresponds to the Mafis Sos of Shofos. Because it's the Noyim, three sets. Rashi says, Achos the Mafis, Achos the Tons, Achos the Shofos.
Yeah.
I mean, so even if you don't blow it in the tefillah itself, the amount of Kiyos are
the same. That's true. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's barred from that.
It still reflects Malchus Chonos and Shofos in the amount, even though it's not being done in the Tefillah itself.
That's right. So the Balamor, now what is the Balamor's abbreviation? The abbreviation is Asher Kiddushono B'mitzvoso V'tzivonu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavas to do what? To tie... The Tzivu Yashem was to tie the Shofros, the Tzkiyas, into the Kedushas Hayom. That's what it means. Asher Kedushon B'Mitzvos V'Tzivonu, what? It doesn't mean it's not a new bracha, according to the Baal Mu, it's a Matbeya Kotza. So it never existed, and it wasn't used in the time of Chazal. Chazal really make reference to it as such a thing. So they have right to use it. But practically it was something that the Doros Achronos really instituted. And it wasn't instituted in the time of Chazal. Okay, originally it wasn't there. So what is the Matbeah Katzer? So Matbeah Katzer is an enunciation of this idea. Asher Kiddushono B'Mitzvoso V'Tzivonu, that God commanded us to blow shofar and tie it into the Kedushas Hayom. So it means, that's Matbeah Katzer. It means that you can still be Yotzei B'Dieved with that. Because at least you're making a reference to it. At least you're making a reference. Now the shofar is not hanging in midair on nothing. Because the shofar needs a substratum. So you're supplying the substratum in one fell swoop. In other words, you're just making the bracha, and in the bracha you're saying that the tzivu was to tie the Kedusha Yom into the shofar. So that's a reference to it. So now the shofar has a hook, has a place to exist. Okay? That's the Baal Mu'ar shofar. Interesting shita, huh?
So according to the Baal Mu'ar, the Reis and Mitzvah lacking an essence, meaning the Reis and Mitzvah is almost nothing. So how could the Reis create a Mitzvah without any kin to it?
The Reis never created a Mitzvah.
Just to blow a shofar.
No. The Mitzvah according to Baal Mu'ar. Imru Lefana. Imru Lefana Malchus. It yields the symbol of the Reis.
That's
the Reis. Absolutely. It's the Reis. Yeah, according to the Baal Mu'ar, it's all the Reis. You see, even according to the Ramban also, I mean, Akim, the Reis, no question about it. That's Imru Lefanai. Malchus, that's That's the Reiser. Yeah. In other words, what he means by Mabea Kotzer is he means that it's true the shofar can't hang in midair, it needs a hook, and the real place for it, the real substratum is the full bracha of Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, and all the ideas. But if you can't do that, if you just say what the shofar is, you just say the shofar is a kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom, and that's a Sheker Hashem, that's it. So then already the shofar has a place. Then you're giving it a place. So in one phrase, you're giving it a substrate. That's what the Baal Amar. What? It's not a Berachas HaMitzvah. It's not a Berachas HaMitzvah. According to the Baal Amar, it's not a Berachas HaMitzvah. It's a completely different concept. So really, according to Baal Amar, when you say Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu, the idea is V'Tzivanu what? That the shofar should be bound and tied to the Kedushas Hayom. And how do you tie it up to the Kedushas Hayom? Through Imru Lefanai, Malchus and Lefanai and Shofar. It does not have a Berachas HaMitzvah. That's why it calls it Mabea Kotzer. A shortened version. Very interesting. That's correct. You're right. That's right. It's a completely different statement than Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Alma Tefilas Lulav. Completely different idea. That's the Baal Amar. You gotta give Baal Amar credits. Revolutionary concept. But it's a beautiful idea. I mean, his approach is a beautiful idea.
So, really?
Yes, that's the Baal Amar's approach, yeah.
So
explains a lot of things.
So, if you blow shofar without the bracha, is it nothing?
That's what I was questioning before. As I say, you can't say it's nothing, but it's any b'shlem osa. You're missing, it's a kiyum, but it's not b'shlem osa. That's what I would say. I don't think Baal Amar goes so far as to
this
say
is not
that.
As simple as when, like, bracha's on a ma'akeh.
This is more than that. It means if you just blow shofar, the character and the kiyum of the shofar is lacking. You ask me in what way? I don't think Baal Amar holds that yotze, because mechanically you did the mitzvah. But apparently the kiyum on mitzvah, I would say this, that the real kiyum on mitzvah in shofar is not a kiyum in maisa like the Tilos Lulav, but it's a kiyum b'lev. It's a kiyum b'lev. And the kiyum b'lev cannot take place without the ideas. That's why it must be mature for the ideas. See, that's the real kiyum shofar. The real kiyum is a kiyum b'lev. It's a kiyum of ideas and concepts. And whereas lulav is just a kiyum of maisa. I mean, there are ideas. Everyone has ideas. But the ideas are outside of the actual kiyum. If a person takes the lulav and he doesn't think, like the Rambam says, that it takes the form of shvach eretz Yisrael, in terms of the mitzvah, he's yotzei. I mean, not good to not understand what you're doing. I mean, you're missing the benefit. But this is different. Here it's built into the mitzvah. Right. Here it's built into the mitzvah. Yeah.
He's saying the Kedushas Hayom is Malchus. So what are you saying? The fact that he's saying Tzivanu, that reflects on Malchus Hashem?
No, Tzivanu, yeah. In other words, when you're saying Oviv Tzivanu, it means he commanded us to do this mitzvah, and it's a reference to how he commanded us. How did he command us to do it?
He reflects on Malchus Hashem, which is Kedushas Hayom.
What?
You see, it's
Kedushas
Hayom. That's what I'm saying. No.
The way it gets to Kedushas Hayom is very simple.
You see Melech Halam?
What?
You see the Kedushas
Hayom? No. But
that's how he commanded us to do it.
Making a reference to the Matbea Oroch. Okay? In the Matbea Kotzer, you're making a reference to the Matbea Oroch. Because he's saying he commanded us. What do you mean he commanded us? Not that he commanded us to do a Maisa. He commanded us to do it in a certain way. What's the way? To tie it in to the Malchus HaKadosh and Shofros. That's the command. And once you know that, now the shofar has a place. All right? Not the full-fledged place, but it has a marker. Okay? That's the Baal Amar. It's a different bracha altogether. According to Baal Amar, you have to have a different kavanah in the bracha. It's an interesting thing. Different kavanah in the bracha. That's the Baal Amar. Okay. Yeah. But the Ramban argues on both counts. He holds it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, number one, and also he holds that Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros are not the brachas of the Kedushas Hayom. But the bracha of the Kedusha Yom is only Malchus. And not because of it contains a Chronos Shofar. It stands on its own. And that's the Kedusha Yom. Kedusha Yom, Kedusha Yom, Malchus. Zechronos and Shofros, what are those, according to the Ramban? Zechronos and Shofros are really because of the Shofar. Only because of the Shofar. And the Ramban brings a riot, because the introductions of Atta Zocher and Atta Negleso is called Tekiyasa. The brachas are called the Tekiyasa. All three are referred to as Tekiyasa. So it says, why is it called Tekiyasa? Tekiyasa de Rav, Atta Zocher. What does it mean? It means because these are Tekiyas. These brachas were created for the Tekiyas. Okay? So the Ramban has a completely different idea. And that's the way most people understand it, that the Malchus Achronos, because of our practice, I mean, so people think of it that way, that Malchus Achronos and Shofros is each one. Malchus, of course, is Kedushas Hayom, but the Kedushas Hayom can function also as a Tekiyasa. Okay? It also functions, it has a double function. It functions for the Kedushas Hayom, and it functions as one of the definitions of the Tekiyas. And Zechronos is another Tekiyas, another definition of Tekiyas. And Shofros is another definition of Tekiyas. That's the way they're on. And Zechronos and Shofros were manufactured exclusively for Tekiyas. But otherwise they wouldn't exist. Otherwise they wouldn't exist. So apparently the Ramban holds that these two brachas, Zechronos and Shofros, and Malchus too, but these brachas really define the Tekiyas.
They were incorporated into Musaf as part of the body of Musaf.
The reason why they were incorporated into the body of Musaf is because in Musaf is when you blow Shofar. But if, for instance, you blow Shofar in Shacharis, you'd say Malchus, Chronos, Shofros, and Shacharis.
But Shabbos, when you're not, you'd still say that.
Yeah, you say. Good question. Why do you say them on Shabbos? Why, if that's the case, if according to the Ramban, the Zechronos and the Shofros are the verbalization of the Tekiyah. It's Tekiyah in the language of Lashon HaKodesh. That's what it is. So Tekiyah can be translated into language. And that's what you do. You translate the Tekiyah into language. That's what the Ramban is. So why on Shabbos do you say them? Good question. You don't have the Tekiyahs? Zichron Shul. That's the answer. Zichron Shul. Zichron Shul. Okay. That's the reason why I say it. Because there's a Kiyam, it's not really Shofar. You don't have Shofar. But Zichron Shul you can have. So through the Amira, you have a Zichron Shul. So that's why Shabbos.
So is it because they were created for the Tekiyahs? Or is it they are in fact Tekiyahs with Dvarim?
Right now I'm using those two synonymously. You know what I mean? The same thing. In other words, it means they're created for the Tekiyahs, and why? They define the Tekiyahs. They define the Tekiyahs. Okay. So, yes.
Isn't there a Ramban hold that you say it in all the Tekiyahs, the Tisha B'Av?
No, that's the Balmor.
The Balmor held that one.
Yeah, the Ramban disagrees strongly with it. He holds it absolutely wrong. The Ramban goes so far as to say that he almost to call him a call from the Masora. he goes by a very strong language. He doesn't mean it, but he wanted to show you how strong he felt about his point. So he goes very, very, very critical of the Balabar. Okay, but he held clearly like most people think. I mean, that the Malchus is Kedusha Yom and Zechronos Shofros is for blowing Shofar. Which would mean, like I said, if you blow Shofar and Shacharis, so you'd say Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofros, and Shacharis. It's not good Musaf, it has to do with Shofar. Okay? Alright. But what do you see from the Ramban that you don't see from the Balamor? There is something different in the Ramban that does not exist in the Balamor. Okay? What is it? That each one of the three shofros is different. So it's an interesting thing. According to the Ramban, each one of the three shofars is a different shofar. Okay. According to the Baal HaMor, all three are kedushas hayom. And what does the shofar need? It needs a hook. It has to be tied into the yom. How do you tie it in? Through the tefillos. And you can even use my be'akatzah. The reference that I did enough. B'di'evit. But according to the Ramban, these tefillos were created to define the shofar. So it means that every kol shofar is a different kol shofar, and the bracha is telling you what that kol shofar is. Okay? There's a special kol shofar of Malchios, there's a special kol shofar of Zichronos, and there's a special kol shofar of Shofaros. Okay? Three different kol shofar. Okay? Alright, so that's what I wanted to define the nature of the of each one, according to the Ramban, of each one. Okay. Yeah.
So according to the Ramban, if you blew it outside of Makos, Furnas, and Shofros, it would be lacking definition completely. It would be nothing, or?
According to the Ramban, I mean, definitely the Ramban agrees with the Baal HaMor that it's a Kiyom. I mean, there's no question about it that it's a Kiyom, according to the, that'll agree. But it's different. I mean, it's different in the way it's a keel. See, according to the Baal HaMor, the shofar is like hanging in midair. It has no place. And the Kedusha Yom ties it in. According to the Ramban, you don't say that. The shofar is a shofar even if you just blow a shofar in the middle of the day. But there's an additional mitzvah to define the nature of the tekiah. To define the nature of the tekiah, of each tekiah. That's a separate key. I mean, it's also a Kimbal Lexi, but it's a different way that it's related. Different manner that it's related. According to the Baal HaMor, it has no place. It needs a substratum. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah is to define each tkiya. To define each set. And give it a definition of what the skull shofar is.
What does Ramban hold about the first tkiyas?
First ones?
Before.
The first ones, the olds are what do you call them? Arve v'sod. Uh-huh. The Baal HaMor is all the way. Baal HaMor is not all the way. He doesn't like that. He says that the first ones are really mitzvah. You see, everybody didn't make the bracha, and you go to the mitzvah. And he holds arve v'sod was at the end of the tefillah. The end of the tefillah is everybody would blow arve v'sod. So to be cognizant of the purpose of the shofar. Shofar should awaken a person, change his life. So, instantaneously. He should be ready for an instantaneous possibility of even an instantaneous change in his life at that moment. So, that's Larvas Hasad. So that was according to the Baal HaMor. Baal HaMor really makes more sense because the Baal HaMor holds first you do the mitzvah, then you do it Bishlemusa, and then you do Larvas Hasad, which is the philosophical objective of the shofar. Shofar has a philosophical objective, so you do that at the end. At the end, you do that. Now, Marba, and it's key, so everybody's to blow themselves, and you can hear it. The sound was, the big sound, the Gemara says, was big tumult in the end of the tefillah. So that, he says, was live with the sun. Okay.
All right. And the bracha?
The Brach Kohen to Baal HaMor?
The Kohen to Ramban.
Kohen to Ramban, Brach Sa Mitzvah.
On the first set?
Yes, first set.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You're still
that's a good question. Well, you got to go through this. I mean, there are a lot of problems here. I'm just telling you, Baal HaMor is straight. It's simpler in this respect. But Ramban takes care of his problems, though. Okay. And there are problems. I'm just presenting one side because we have the Baal HaMor. Ramban is more complex, yeah?
The Baal HaMor, the bracha of shofar, really, bracha kasara, is really a bracha on Kedusha Sayyam.
Ties the shofar into the Kedusha Sayyam.
Right, would he make Shachiyano at that point, or did Shachiyano from Kiddush on Kedusha Sayyam already count it?
The Shachiyano, I mean, according to the Baal HaMor, doesn't talk about Shachiyano.
I'm just saying theoretically, what would you think?
I don't know. It's a mitzvah. I mean, it's a mitzvah. Why shouldn't you make Shechiyon? It's a mitzvah. Shechiyon is making every mitzvah. No, but it's a mitzvah. Every mitzvah has bomb, mitzvah, mitzvah. You make Shechiyon. Why shouldn't you make Shechiyon? Shechiyon should be a different quantity. I don't see why. Okay?
No, it's not
dependent on the first problem. No, it's not. That's it. But the Ramban holds, Ramban goes so far as to say that even in the middle of the tefillah you'd make the bracha. It's a custom. He said, like by Nesias Kapayim, you make the bracha in the middle of the tefillah. Because the Birkas HaMitzvah. So if you wouldn't do it before, you have to do it in the middle of the tefillah. Okay. That's the machlokes. It's going to Ramban's Birkas HaMitzvah, regular Birkas HaMitzvah. Okay?
Really?
Yes, go ahead.
Doesn't Ma'amar hold that you also need a normal Birkas HaMitzvah?
For this?
Yeah, because it is still a mitzvah.
A separate Birkas HaMitzvah besides? Yeah, but that's the thing. That's a general question. Why have Birkas HaMitzvah and Birkas HaMazik? I mean, it's also a mitzvah. So apparently a mitzvah that has dibur and bracha, you don't make a bracha.
Already is incorporated.
Yeah, apparently. That's what I say off the top of my head. But that's a big sin. Yeah. Separate sin, yeah?
It says the only question on the Arvif is saying that a person could, with the fear, just change his dara on the spot.
That's the concept, yes.
Well, what kind of chew is that? It's just
a good one. I hope a good one. It's not going to last.
It's a start. I mean, how exactly is that from the Rambam?
It means a person has the ability. I think one thing I should know.
Yeah.
Person has the ability to see truth that he never saw before and realize that his whole life was crazy and make a complete change. That's possible. You see, Chazal say that also Zohar Chayal Mabon in 1 minute. Shachar is coming along. And you see that the Gemara says in Gedushin, the guy is a Rosh HaGomor, is Mekadosh HaNish HaManash inside of Gomor. So the man is suffering Gedushin. Shemir Baliwa. Maybe in a moment, boom, he changed his life. Something happened and he changed his life. It's possible to do it. It's possible. That's the idea of Shofar.
That's
the idea of Shofar. What?
It's different than when the Ram says Tshuva Gemura.
No, it could be Tshuva Gemura. No, he has to. The main Tshuva is Belev. The real Tshuva. But you can't stop there. I mean, there's a whole procedure. It continues. If you stop there, there's something wrong. I mean, it shouldn't stop at that point. I mean, it should go on. There's Dark Air Tshuva and his whole system that he gets involved in. If he's really doing the Tshuva Shlema. But that he's a shove. He can be a shove in a minute. That's really the idea of shove. That's possible for a person to do that. Possible for a human being to do it. Okay. Yeah. So now the question is, so we have to define the three tekiyos. Okay, so let's try to do it. Okay. So the first tekiya, according to the Ramban, is the tekiya of Malchus. Right? That seems to be like self-explanatory. It means it's a tekiya which reflects the fact that we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? That we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not that simple. Because how does it tie in? What I think you'll see from the Ramban is the principle that comes out of this is that the tekiyos are really b'toras tefillah. It has to be, but I'll show you what I mean. In other words, what does it mean? It's a tefillah. We're right now. We're blowing shofar in Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's happening now? I mean, what are we doing now? What's happening? I mean, it doesn't seem like anything's happening. Because if it was happening, so then what the bracha says would be fulfilled. Which is, the yeda kol po ki ata fi alto, vi yovin kol yatsur fi ata yitzarato. Right? So that, you'd have that. So what is the tkiya? What is the tkiya? You see? Just simply to understand what it is. How would you explain it? So, the answer is that the tekiya is the tekiya of Malchus. But it contains a tefillah. It means that this is what we should see. This is what should happen. You see? And that's the aspect of tefillah. So the aspect of it's a tefillah because the tekiyah is a tekiyah of Malchus, of being Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kol shofar of Malchius, but the kol shofar is Bederech Tefillah, because it means that's what should be. That's what we're being espoused for, that this kol shofar should occur. You see. So the kol shofar is really wrapped up in the concept of the tefillah, the very tefillah itself. Maloch, how? This is what should happen. The tzkiyah reflects the idea of being mamlech, that the whole world is mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the tzkiyah is. But it's not now, it's b'toras tefillah, that this should be. You see, that's what gives it the aspect of tefillah. You see, that it should happen. It means it should happen. Like the Rav said, yitain pachtecha, it should happen. It's something where it should, it's a tefillah. So that's why it has the character of tefillah. Because the shofar has the character of tefillah. Okay. That's the malchus. What is the essence of the zichronos? What is the zichronos? So it's interesting. The zichronos is interesting. The zichronos is, how many elements do you have in the zichronos really? In the tzkiyas, in the atah zochar. How many elements do you have there? So the first element that you have is the element of knowing or having an idea on our level of the omniscience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. That everything is before him. Nothing is missing. He has complete knowledge of every single detail. By the way, the right way to say it, the gam kol hayitzur lo nichlad mimecha. The right way to pronounce that, by the way, is nichchod, not nichchad. Because nichchad means in the past. The gam kol hayitzur lo nichchad mimecha means it wasn't. See, nichchod means now. Nichchod. So the correct dictic over here is the gam kol hayitzur lo nichchod mimecha. That there is nothing that is hidden. Okay? Is Yodei HaKol in a way that we can't understand. A way that we can't understand. See, that's the first statement. That's the first statement. That Yodei is essential. That's essential. Okay? I mean, you have to understand that, you know, like there's a difference in the average person when it comes to shul, he's worried about himself. I mean, that's a level of avoda. We don't discourage that. But the real level is a person has moved by the ideas of the tefillah. Ideas, and he has a sense. And the more knowledge he has, the more it has meaning, and the more it moves a person. Okay? So the idea of the Yodei HaKol is an endless idea. Okay? And it depends on the level of the person, how much he's masig of that concept. He can't be masig it in any way completely, of course, it's not possible, but as far as the Yediyah Sa'odam is concerned, that he has a certain level of Yediyah, of what it means, Yodei HaKol, a certain sense about it. And as I said, the more chachma a person has, the more meaning the tefillah has. Okay? So that's Atah Zochar Masa Olam. The tefillahs were intended to move people by the deep philosophical principles. Okay? So that's the first thing. And you see that's, and then what comes after that, the next thing? Next thing is Lizochar Masa Rabim Vamon Brios Lein Tachlis. And then Milo Nifkat Ke Yom HaZeh. That is the Yom HaPikudin, the Yom HaZikar. Okay, it's the Yom HaZikar. That's the idea. What is the Yom HaZikaron? That's the Zichronos. Matter of fact, the Rambam's Nesuch was, he had Yalav Yevon in there. He had Yalav Yevon in the Zichronos. What? Yeah. He had Yalav Yevon before the Kemal Yasser Zichron Vizikaron told Panach. So, the idea of Zichronos. What does Zichronos mean? What is the Tefillah? Somebody asked me, I forgot what it was. What is the Tefillah of Zichronos? What do you mean the spell from Zichronos? In simple terms, without any, you know, abstract philosophy, just in plain terms. Because the philos are also plain. Philos are deep, but they're also plain. In plain terms, it means that it shouldn't be like the Pasuk says, Va'anochi haster aster ponai bayamaho. It shouldn't be that God removes his ashgacha from us. That shouldn't be. Zikara means, no, that we're remembered. It's not Hester upon him. On the contrary, he recognizes us directly. Okay, he recognizes us. That's Zikara. We are something. Okay, we are something. We're not just nothing and just abandoned in the laws of nature. Okay? That's what Zikara, that's what Zikara means. But Zikaron can be for bad, can be for good. So that's why we say Zichronenu L'tov. L'tov means it should be for good. That we should be, our reality should be before God recognized, but as good. Okay. That's the basic meaning of Zichronos. That's the idea. So in Zichronos you have the philosophical backdrop, and then you have the specific. And you can't omit the philosophical backdrop. It's not just the philosophical is not just in order to get to this idea that we are nizkorim lifnei Hashem. It's not just to get to that idea, but it's significant in itself. I mean, that knowledge itself and that idea is a kiyum in the Kaddish Sayon. And you see that, the proof of that is, because look at the Chasima. See, in the Chasima, you mention it again. Ki zocher kol anishkachos atol me'olam v'ein shichol afnei chisech v'edach v'akedas yitzchak v'zal yom brachman tizkor. That combines both elements. So, but both elements, and the essential, the first element is even more essential. That's the whole ashkachos ayadas. So that's kiyum in the Kaddish Sayom. And then as well the fact that we have a special we should have a special place before the Borei Olam, and we should have the Ashgacha, the Zikar L'Tovah. That's the bracha. I just want to mention one thing in this bracha that I think is very very important. Because if you read the Torah the wrong way, you could wind up with ideas that remove a person from the whole Ashgacha Satara. You have to be careful in this bracha, because you see in the bracha, take a look, it says, V'seiro lefenecha akeda she'okar Avram Avin Yitzchak v'no agabem v'zbeach v'chovash rachamov lasos v'tzoncha b'lev of shalom. Okay. So, what is the name... Before I get to this point, let me just mention, what is the tefillah really? What is it? This is where the tefillah is. This is the heart of the tefillah. Is in this part. So, Okay, so you mentioned the Akedah. And then you say, Vakedas, and you mention it again. Vakedas Yitzchak Lazara Yom Brachman Tisko. Why does it take that form? Why does it take that form? I mean, why don't we just be a spoil that we should be Zachar Latov Lufnei Hashem? I mean, why did it take that form? It's an interesting thing in the Tefillah. Why did the Tefillah take that form? What is the Tefillah saying? You see? But I think the answer is a basic answer. In other words, what are you doing in Zichronos? A person standing before the Borei Olam. So how does a person stand before the Borei Olam, and what does he say? You see, if you tell a person, okay, now you're lifting Hashem, say something. What do you want to say? It's Vrias Boyi Poket. And you hope that you are Niska and Niska Latova. Vrias Boyi Poket. I mean, of course it means even a person that's not in this country, it doesn't mean a person, for instance, is subject to chance. That's also God's knowledge. Understand? But we don't call that Zikaron. Okay. But, so, Rios Boye Pekedis, a person standing before the bar, what does he say? What does he say? How does he prepare his case, in other words? A person has an idea of how he prepares his case before a Basar Adam. But how does a person prepare his case before the Bar Ilan?
Yes, I know Baruch Hu is the greatest event.
One second. That's what the essence of this bracha is. Okay. The essence of the bracha is, it teaches us how you do that. How do you accomplish that? It's not a simple matter. Okay, it's something which you gave somebody an assignment to do that. I don't think they'd relish the assignment. Difficult task. But the answer is in this bracha. And what is the answer?
What is the answer, Shem? You're mentioning that this is how you have expressed your test in the past.
No. What is the answer? The answer is that as a human being, we have no idea of God's mishpat. So a person can prepare his case before a bus or a dam, because he has to have ideas of how the case works and how the judge works. And his inclinations and his ideas, you have to have. That's the way he prepares the case. But before the Bar Olam, you understand that's not possible. Absolutely not possible. Because we know nothing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu except his existence. But what's manifest from his creation. So what do we say before the Bar Olam? So the answer is, we really can't say too much. We can't prepare a case. The only thing we could say is that something that we know, namely that we have one of the Avos, the first Avram Avinu, and we know that he taught us an idea. And what idea did he teach us? He taught us that no matter how powerful the world of emotions is, and even if it's the most powerful thing in the world, Rachmei Aval Abein, which is the strongest emotion, he has to put it aside, and he's able to follow his Chachma, and what his Chachma dictates, namely, that he has to fulfill God's commandment. That's what Avram Avinu taught us. That the most powerful emotions must be put aside. And a person has to have the ability to do that. And we know that if we recognize that idea fully, even the recognition of that idea that Avram Avinu taught us, that merits the schus of Midas Racham. And that's what we say. That's our case. We have no other case. In substance, we have no case. So before the Bari Olam, we can't prepare any case. But we have something to say. Nevertheless, through the Torah, which gave us knowledge, through Nevuah, of certain ideas. And this is the idea. The idea is that Avraham Avinu taught us the most powerful lesson. And if we align ourselves with that limud, if we're the B'nai Avraham Avinu, and we align ourselves with that limud, then we have a right to ask for Midas Racham. And that's really what the tefillah is. That's what the tefillah is. Kain yichbishu rachamecho as kascho me'aleinu. It means, and the Rambam has an expanded girsa. And I saw the Vujram quotes it too. That v'sesnai gino imonu b'midas haracham v'al tesnai gimonu b'midas hatam. That's the essence of the Torah, you see. And that's why when you come back, you say, Vakedas Yitzchak Vazara Yom Brachman Tisko. That's what it means. That's the idea. But if we align ourselves with that knowledge of Avraham Avinu, we have a right to ask for Yitzchak Brachman. That's our case. You can't have any other case. You have no other case. That's it. That's the Torah. That's the Chronos. Okay? Now, I just want to make sure that when you say the tefillah, you shouldn't have a wrong idea, which would be kfira. Which it says, when it says kain yichbushu rachamechas kaska melena, it doesn't mean like Avraham Avinu was kovesh. God doesn't have any emotions. What it means, kain means the kain over here doesn't mean in the same way. Kain means like in the bracha of Asher Golan. Asher Golan, the goal of Zim Mitzrayim, the Yano Laila Zeh Ma'alecha Matzimah, kain ad Hashem ala kainu yagiyinu, the golem. It means, just like that happened, so this should be. That's the king. So it really means, our king, you see. just like that, b'schus that, that happened, this should be also. That's the king of it. Very important to understand. Okay. So that's Zichronos. That's the bracha of Zichronos. So the tkios, according to the Ramban, these tkios are the tkios which are that's what Chazal say, that in mitzvah merocha ba'ayil liskar kedas yitzchak. So it's the tkiyah of Akeda. It's the tkiyah that's tied to the Akeda. That's the tkiyah. It's a separate type of tkiyah. And that's what the Ramban is saying. That the bracha was made to define the tkiyah. This is the tkiyah of the Akeda. The tkiyah of Zichronos. That's the idea. And once you define it, it has a special meaning and a special kiyum. Then the tkiyah has a special. If you don't define it, it's just a mitzvah. The kiyum, a mitzvah belave, is a kiyum of understanding the tkiyah. When you listen to the kol tkiyah, according to Ramban, that kol tkiyah is, this is the kol, separate, unique kol. The kol of Zichronos, the kol of Akedas Yitzchak, this idea, that's the kol. Okay?
Isn't that basically making this into a tefillah? I thought Rosh Hashanah wasn't like your personal tefillah.
No, it's a tefillah for Klal Yisrael. The tefillah is for Klal Yisrael. In the tefillah, you won't find tefillahs of a yachid. As a matter of fact, I mean, I mentioned it before that's why you're not maskeh chet, because somebody think if Rosh Hashanah was there, you go to shul to be mispalm for yourself, and that's the essence of the day. Then we say al fait, we pop al fait, we say ashamnu, we do tshuva. That's not what it is. It's something far greater. A person, the schus of a person is that if he could recognize the significance of the ideas and the significance of the importance of Klal Yisrael and the greater picture, more important than himself, that is his biggest schus in Russia. That's his biggest schus. That's the real question. That the, like I said, I mean, we don't discourage people who come just because they're afraid personally. I mean, we don't discourage them, but there's a higher level. And the higher level emerges when you really study the ideas of Tefillah, and you realize that is the schus. The schus is to involve yourself in the ideas. The ideas of Klal Yisrael, the ideas of Yisodi Ados. Those are the ideas that should be meaningful. And that's what's the real kiyum in the day, and that's the real schus of the day. Okay. It doesn't mean you should forget about yourself. It's the first day of Aseres Mechua, but that's not the Kedush Sayyum. That's not the Kedush Sayyum. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Malchus isn't Klal Yisrael per se. It's Kol Olam, right?
Oh, yeah. Malchus is Kol Olam, but it's Klal Yisrael in the sense that's the purpose and objective of the of Klal Yisrael. If Allah, that's the purpose and objective of Klal Yisrael. So in Malchus, there's another idea, by the way, also. The idea that we have to bring about the result of Mamlechas Kohen of Goy Kadosh. Part of the way that we have to bring it about is through Tefillah itself. You see? That's part of our responsibility. Our responsibility is to bring it about in the world, not just through action, but tefillah is a part of it. Tefillah is a part of everything. Anything you do requires tefillah. So if we want to be successful in fulfilling our goal and our objective, the objective of our existence as Klal Yisrael, we have to have tefillah. You can't do it without tefillah. So tefillah is a part of the kiyum of our objective. And that's why the tkiyah is a tkiyah shel tefillah in Malchus. Because tefillah is a part of, that's me goy gadol asher elokim krov milav. That's part of our modus operandi. I mean, that's part of our function. It's teal. I don't do anything else. Everything's teal. Everything requires teal. So, yes.
But, so you only ask for Zikaron for Klal Yisrael, not for the Yom HaSolom.
Not for the Yom HaSolom. That's correct. That's correct. Zikaron's only for us. Write this for Israel. Okay.
I'm ready?
Yes.
So, was it the tequila's just like randomly just attached to these ideas? I mean, how does that tequila?
How is tied in?
Tefillah, so tefillah has the ideas. So how does the sound of a shofar incorporate that idea? what's the connection between the two?
Because it's the tkiya shel ayil. It's the tkiya that's associated to the ayil of the akedah. You know, that's how it's tied in. So it's tied into the akedah. So even if you don't use, you can yotze to begin with, if you don't use the ayil. But we use ayil because of the kiyum. So you see, even if you didn't use ayil, it'll still be tied to the akedah. But it's a greater kiyum to use a shel ayil because that idea should be manifest in the shofar itself. That's tkiyum. But that's the tkiyum. It defines the tkiyum. It's a different kind of a tkiyum. Okay? And now let's take shofar.
Yes? Why is the Torah start off with the olam?
With the olam?
I know
of. Because you have to say in Zichra. Why the olam is mentioned? Because it's true. It says, Avriyas Boye Pakedu, and Valamadinas Boye Yomah. And the Kola Olam is Nadu. And that's part of Zikaram. But in our tefillah, we're mispalel for our Zikaram. We have a right to mispalel for the Zikaram of Klal Yisrael. And the Zikaram of Klal Yisrael is not just a selfish tefillah, because that's also for Kola Olam. And this is our chiyuv, this is our obligation. But of course, when you're talking about the philosophy of Pigdonos, of Zichronos, so then it's you have to express the full spectrum of God's Malchus, and the Malchus extends, his Hashgach extends to every Ummah. He gives his Hashgach to every Ummah, not just to Klal Yisrael. I mean, that would be wrong to misapprehend the Hashgach and say that only we are under the Hashgach. Not true. You must all also. And you mechuyev to enunciate that, since it's an important component in the ideational component of Zichronos. But in the tefillah is not for Yom-Zon, the tefillah is for us. Okay? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're saying, like, in Zichronos, we don't really have a right to ask for Rachman, but it's only if we align ourselves with that idea.
That's correct. That's correct.
So why does it give us the right to...
That the Nevi'im taught us. That we're taught through Torah. That we have in the Torah, that we have a right to do that. That's our case. We have a case. This is the case. So you have to understand the case. You have to understand why that's the case. But you do have it. And you have to use it. And that's what... in earnest. I mean, that's not a trick. I mean, it's in earnest that... That the person is sincerely is Miss Powell, so I thought it was Baruch Shemel. Okay. Let's go. Now I just want to finish off with Shofros. Okay, what is Shofros? Okay, Shofros is a little harder to figure out. Because like I mentioned before, the problem you have is that it starts off with Maimon HaSinai, and then Ki Yatah Shemel, assuming it has no place there. But let's take it piecemeal. What is the first element in Shofros? The first element in Shofros. The first element in Shofros defines what essentially the category of Shofros is. And what is the category of Shofros? It's Gilui Shchina on Har Sinai. Okay? On Har Sinai. That's really the theme. That's the idea. Okay. Minashamayim means there's a very nice Gro. The Gro says, why do we say that Hashem is Bashamayim? He's not in any place. So the Gro says, because it's a mashal, it means where we can't see. It means beyond the limit of our vision. So Minashamayim Hishmatam Kolacha means in an unknown way that's beyond our ken. Shemayim means it's beyond our vision, beyond our scope. So, Shemayim Mishmatam Kolacha. And the Neglais Aleim Barfle Torah. But now he goes on and says, Gam Kola Olam Kulo Chol Miponecha. Vrios Bereshis Chordu Mimeko Bigaloscha Malkin Ol Harsine Lame Lamcha Torah Mitzvos. Okay? It seems like he's putting two things together here. I mean, Lame Lamcha Torah Mitzvos is Chesed Hashem. But it's interesting, he ties that into that sort of like an aspect of the major concept, which is the Chil Rada. You see? Gam kul kololam kulo chol mipanecha uvriyas bereshis chordu mimecha. Okay? Gigaloscha malkeinu lasin lalamed lamcha Torah mitzvos. Okay? And then the kol shofar. And over here, it would seem the kol shofar is defined in the Torah itself. The tefillah is the Anshin and Sagola simply put it together, but it's there already, pretty much. You know what I mean? But they added something to it. You see, they gave it a certain quality, the Kol Shofar. They explained what the Kol Shofar on Har Sinai is. They gave it an explanation. What is the explanation they gave it? You just have to take a careful look. You see? And that's the way we said before. Gam kol olam kulo chol mi panecho vrios breishis chordu mi meko bi galos cham al kena al ha-sinai l'lame l'amcha Torah mitzvos. What does it mean? It mean, and then you bring in v'atashin ala dibros kachicho the kolos of rocking with a kol shofar olam afata. Okay. So there's, he's defining the kol shofar. What is the kol shofar? What is the kol shofar? It's a kol ra'odah. That's what the Kol Shofar. Over here, the character of the Kol Shofar is defined. You see, the character of the Kol Shofar, it is a Kol Ra'adah, a Chil, fear, frightening. Vrios Bracious Choradum Mimeko, Vigaloscha Malkeno Alahar Sinai Lalame Lamcha Torah Mitzvahs. What does it mean? It means that if a person simply thinks of Maimed Har Sinai as Chesed Hashem, the greatest Chesed, what would be greater than giving a person the correct prescription for life. I mean, that's the greatest lesson. Okay, we say it every day. Avarabah. That's correct. But there's something more. There has to be a sense. You see, it has to be a sense of chil or adah. What was it? Bigaloscha malkeinu al har Sinai lelamed la'amcha Torah mitzvos. That the source of all creation, who is so far removed from us, so far removed, that we can't even have an inkling of a vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that same being is close. That's a frightening idea. And he was Malame Klal Yisrael Torah Mitzvos. That's Har Sinai. So Har Sinai demands a certain perception. You see, it's not enough just to say it's nice we got the Torah. It carries, and that's what the Tefillah is defining. You have to have that perception that the Borei Olam, Borei Ktzos Haaretz, related to us to teach us Torah Mitzvos. That is a frightening idea. It has to echo in the mind of a person as a frightening type of phenomenon. You see, and if it doesn't, then he doesn't have any concept. He has no idea of Hashem. That's what the tefillah defines. So that's why that's what he's saying. Gam kol olam kulo chol miponecho vrios breishis chordu mimeko bigaloscha malkeinu al har Sinai lelamed lamcha Torah mitzvos. Okay. That idea, that contrast, the Borei Olam was so far removed that he gives Torah mitzvos to Klal Yisrael, that idea has to strike a fearful chord in the person's emotions. You see. That's what the tefillah is defining. And that's the Kol Shofar. That's the Kol Shofar of the Chilu Ra'adah of Gilui Shechina. And the idea of Gilui demands that kind of a reaction, if you understand it, on any significant level. That's what the tree was defining. Okay, yes?
Does the fear bring to the fore man's own inadequacies in the face of the objective reality? Is that part of the fear?
No. It's not a comparative. It's objective.
There is no comparison. What? That is the fear. The fact that there is no comparison. That is the objective reality. And right. You're faced in the presence of that objective reality. Put someone in a state of fear.
It sounds right. In other words, it's like an indescribable, unfathomable kind of a thing. Okay, it's basically what the pasuk says. Ki era shemecha ma'itzvos v'secha mo enosh kisiskarana. I mean, that's really the pasuk. So that awesome phenomenon has to cause a certain reaction in the human mind. And that reaction is what the Kol Shofar is. Okay? Is that the same type of fear that B'nai Yisrael had at Har Sinai? That's the fear of Har Sinai. That's the kolos of Rokim Aleim Ofoto. That's what it is. That's what it's telling you. That's what exactly what the tefillah is, defining the experience of Sinai. That's what the tefillah is defining. If you don't have that experience, then you have no idea of Hashem. Okay? That is the right experience. That's the correct reaction to the phenomenon of Har Sinai.
That's right.
They couldn't tolerate it anymore. It was intolerable mentally for them. So that is really how the Anshei Knesset Gadol are defining the shofar. That's a different kol shofar, completely different kol shofar, unique kol shofar. Okay. So now there's a transition from the ultimate kol shofar of Har Sinai, okay, and now we translate it into terms of tefillah, okay? And how do we do that? Elokeinu Elokei Hashem Taka b'shofar gadol l'cher yisrael v'sonei taka b'sgolei yisrael. So what does it mean? What does it have to do with it? So it means, by the way, Rashi in Shiras Devorah, Devorah was the one, Shiras Devorah really brings out that idea of the chil rasha. Shiras Devorah says, Hashem b'tzeischom yiseir b'tzadchom isdei adom eretz ra'osha gam shemayim natafu gam ovim natfumayim. That's what it means. So Rashi says sharei b'mora u'bigvura nitna. That's what it means. Mora, that's the mora. The mora and the concept of gvuras Hashem and yedias Hashem is an affect of Kabbalah Satara, and the affect is a necessary one. Okay. So that's the shofar of Sinai. The shofar of Sinai. Now, how do you translate that shofar into the tefillah? It's kabbal shofar gadol l'cher yisrael. So apparently it means that there will be in the ultimate kabbal shofar, in the ultimate geula, there will be a complete reflection of the chil rada of Sinai. That's what it means. In the ultimate geula, the Sinai will be relived by everyone. Kol olam kulo. You see. And that's why it says, Gam kol olam kulo homi panecha. The Sinai will be once again recreated. How? Through our gula. Through the ultimate gula. That's tkaba shofar gadol l'cher. That's what I say, tkaba shofar gadol l'cher. What does shofar have to do with the gula? Because shofar, the gula, will bring back all the affect of Sinai. Okay, so that's the transition to the tefillah. Okay, but now what's the last part, the hard part? Kiyata shomea kol shofar mazin chuva vein damalach. How does that fit in? By the way, the Rambam had a different gesher. The Rambam, because wait, what is shomea kol shofar mazin chuva? What's the duplication? The Rambam had ki atam me olam shomea kol shofar. Just like if you take a look at the end of Zichronos, it says ki zocha kol neshkochas atahu me olam. That's the universal, okay? Then shichol nechesechodach, and then you go to Vakedas Yitzchok Lazar Yom Brach Mitzkar is the specific of the Zichronos. The Rambam had the same gesher over here, similar gesher. He says ki ato shomea kol shofar me olam. And then umaz and chua means now. Umaz and chua. Okay? But then, the ein damalach. The ein damalach, of course, means that how he's mazin, there is no way to know. There is no way to know. And it's beyond any type of human camp. But why do we mention it here? Why do we mention it over here? Umaz and chua, ein damalach. Why do we mention ein damalach? Do you think we say, katash mea le tefillas kopeh? Okay, get a shmei tzvos ha'am chayis ha'brachman. But over here, it should have been kiyat ha'shmei kol shofar, mazin tshuva, brachot ha'shem, shmei kol tshuva, 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 shmei kol tsh Why vein da malacha? So.
Does mazen mean knowledge?
What?
Does mazen mean knowledge?
I don't know. It means the shemetzvila. Okay. So, I want to propose an answer. Okay. That, you see, we mentioned before in the Malchus that the tkiyas ought to have the character of tefillah. And why do they have the character of tefillah? Because, in the Malchus, because it's not happening now, but you're saying this is what your mispal should happen. And that's why you tokea the Malchus, Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? You see, over here, the same principle is, it's the same principle is true. But how do we do it? By emulating the tekiah. What? By emulating the tekiah of Sinai. This, the nature of this tekiah is the tekiah of Har Sinai. Okay? The tekiah b'shofa god l'chei resenu. It's the tekiah of Sinai. Okay? But what right do we have to emulate that tekiah? I mean, that's tekiah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have no place in that. So what right do we have to do it? The answer is because we do it b'toras tefillah. We do it as a reflection of the tekiah of Sinai, and that should happen. So tefillah is a matir. You see, the fact that we do it b'toras tefillah gives us the right to make a tekiah that reflects the tekiah of Sinai. And that's why we say, Ki ata shomea kol shofar mazin chua. That's the matir. That we're doing it only b'taras tefillah. Vein dom aloch. You must have the vein dom aloch. Because without the vein dom aloch, there's no matir. That's the seam of the tefillah. And that's the tie-in. And that's why over here, there is no tie-in directly in the language of the text of the tefillah. But it's because the whole tefillah builds up the definition of the kol shofar that you have to say this. You see? That's the siyum. The siyum is that's why we're being tekeah. Because to kav shofar gadol and to reflect, we have a right to be mispalel and use the tekiah b'taras tefillah. And we recognize that our tefillah is nothing, and it's a reflection of the real tekiah, and ain't dumb aloch. That's the F. Okay, that's your first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you listen to Chorodah for a minute? You have the same motion by Ahar. So if you're at Ahar, I listen to Gonkulis also, it's the same word, Zah.
Zah.
In both cases, it wasn't being Yechor at Ahar. According to what we're saying, it's more in terms of the experience that the Jews had.
Yeah, you mean the har?
This is Vyechar Har.
Yes, I understand what's wrong.
I'm just wondering how this is by har.
You mean Har Sinai, you mean?
Yeah.
No, the Chorodah and Har Sinai was to reflect the idea for man. Not the har doesn't have a Chorodah. It's for us. You know, all the events that took place, all the events, the Kolos of Rochem, all the events at Sinai were for one purpose. That Klal Yisrael should recognize what is the proper affect and to think into the idea. So that's what it was. It wasn't for the hour.
And also, I'm just wondering if this coincidence, but mentioned shofar or referenced three times by the case of Sinai. Is that the fact that there were the three?
No, because that's the three times you have to. You have to mention it. You need to have three times from Torah, three times from the Vayim, three times.
I'm saying in the story by Yisrael itself.
I hear. A lot of point. Yeah. Okay. All right, Rabbi. All right. Have a good young secret to the
shower.